profiles of the major candidates in Mexico's presidential race, as well as the key issues on voters' minds, are at our website, npr.org. Last night, Portugal eliminated England from the Soccer World Cup, and France upset Brazil. As the tournament heads into its final stages, billions of viewers around the globe are watching the 2006 World Cup. In some parts of the world, that's more difficult than in others. The East African nation of Uganda has been plagued by rolling electricity blackouts since the beginning of the year, forcing many people to follow the games out on the street. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kampala.
The streets of Kampala last night were filled with the sounds of soccer. Boomboxes, small transistor radios, and lone TV sets running off generators broadcast the England-Portugal match live. The largest crowd was downtown at the corner of Speke and Kampala Road. The game was being shown on a giant advertising monitor on the roof of an insurance building. Hundreds of men all around the intersection stared up at the screen. 28-year-old Mohamed Bouebele is supporting England. Bouebele, who drives a scooter taxi for a living, says proudly that he's missed only three of the 60-odd World Cup matches played so far. Football is a game that rests the mind, Bouebele says. You can't leave until the match is ended. It's one way to relax and not think about your troubles for a while. And this is a city with plenty of troubles. Unemployment is high at over 40%. Huge potholes, some 3 or 4 feet deep, loom in the roads. And an electricity crisis plunges much of the capital into darkness for 24 hours at a stretch. The president this week announced optimistically that the power problem should be fixed in 36 months instead of the originally anticipated 42 months. In Kampala's bustling open markets, the only electrical power comes from noisy generators. Amidst women selling tomatoes and eggplants, small TVs are tuned to the game, but people can only watch the action. It's impossible to hear the commentators above the incessant thumping of the gas motors. As the scoreless game between England and Portugal moves into extra time, darkness falls across Kampala. Unlit city blocks are punctuated by the glow of restaurants and bars fortunate enough to have backup power. To the west of downtown, about 60 people, ranging from street kids to young office workers in suits, are packed together outside an electronics store. Their eyes are locked on a silent TV screen behind the shop's security bars. 20-year-old Robert Kansebe says he has to watch the games on the street.
Actually, it's for free. That's why we watch from here. And it's like we don't have money to go and pay in other places. So we have to watch for free here.
Kansebe and the rest of the crowd are transfixed as the match goes into penalty kicks. Then Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo steps up for what would be the final shot of the game. After the jubilation of watching their former colonial rulers be beaten by Portugal, this crowd slowly disperses into the traffic and hubbub of the night. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kampala.